It's good to be alive in the Go Local Boom booth this morning. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini. You are listening to 1050 KTBL, and we are here to talk about local businesses and programs that make Albuquerque great. My co-host, Vincent Trujillo.
Good morning, sir.
Co-founder of Go Local Boom and also Rocketbox SEO, which is our program sponsor. Go Local Boom brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. They do great web design and search engine optimization if your business should require some support. Shelly's over here making fun of my keyboard because I'm missing buttons. This is the laptop that built Rocketbox.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is why we're here. Laptop.
So those of you that are listening, if you know anybody that's involved in business, they ought to call Rocketbox SEO to get their business ranked, but they should also reach out to Go Local Boom. We are a local advertising directory, radio show, and we plug your business on social media in a big way. So come on down, talk about what you do for free. We're going to get right into that. Good morning, Precious Turner, Program Manager at A Peaceful Habitation. How are you?
Good morning, I'm well.
Thank you for joining us. So just a little rundown on Peaceful Habitation. They empower, encourage, and equip women reintegrating back into society from incarceration. They've got a ton of good stuff going on, and we're really excited to talk to her. We want to be sure we plug an event, a cool Roaring Twenties fundraiser that's coming up. Mm-hmm. But before we do, let's get people excited about what you do so that they can come out to the event and support. Support it, okay? Absolutely. So tell us your mission.
So our mission is really fighting recidivism. We want to end the cycle of women being incarcerated and then let out and incarcerated again, and kind of that cycle that goes in and out. So we want to empower women to make the choices that are necessary to end that cycle.
A lot of times choices that they don't even know exist, right? So just a little good direction comes
Absolutely.
From you all.
Yeah, and with the lack of direction, I think it's a lot more difficult for people coming out of incarceration to really figure out what choices they have, break certain mindsets and patterns, mm-hmm. and you happen to focus on women and helping them do that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times there are children involved, and it's really difficult to break. When we speak about recidivism, it's basically just reoffending or going back to the behavior that got you in trouble in the first place. And a lot of times it's a mindset thing. It's a lack of resources. It's really just a lot of these people don't know a different way of life.
Right.
And unfortunately, the children are kind of hostages that are along for that ride because they can't fend for themselves and maybe don't have the family resources that others have, right? So it's great that you guys reach out and connect to them. So how do they find you if they need your help?
So a lot of these women are incarcerated when they apply. So it's an application process. Typically, they fill out the application, send it to us, and we do an interview. So we have created really great relationships with the probation and parole, the courts, and as well as the case managers that are there in the prisons and jails.
And they form good relationships with those individuals. You can tell when somebody really wants to change their life and is accessing and seeking resources and those that are not. So the case managers would know. It's great that you guys have formed relationships with them and other resources in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you guys know who you should talk to? Tell us about Leticia.
So Leticia, the executive director, she's actually she was an ex-offender. And she got out of prison and just had this huge heart of equipping women with the tools that were necessary to change their lives. Again, the addiction and that sort of thing, taking a rein in on that and learning different skills and how to conquer that, as well as things like jobs and applying for jobs and interviewing
for
jobs.
Yeah, life skills, community skills such as, I need to go find a job. Where do I go? How do I ask for one?
Or how to fill out a FAFSA. That can be a huge task, how to fill out an application for financial aid so that I can go to school. You know, some people listening may kind of take that information for granted or think that that's a simple task. But when you come from a place where these are not things that you are taught or that you have learned for some reason, you know, we talk about white collar versus blue collar families. White collar families, there's no question about whether or not you're going to college. As a matter of fact, around the dinner table, we're talking about, are you going to be a doctor or a lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blue collar families, maybe you just find a good trade and work hard and support your family. School's not as important. Well, a lot of these families are, you know, lower than blue collar, right? We were raised not with...
You might have been raised in poverty or within criminal elements in neighborhoods or within your own family. That's why it becomes generational, some of this.
Drug addict or alcoholic parents who maybe didn't provide the direction, the resources that one needs, you know? Or somebody had all of that and they got into their addiction at a young age and didn't learn any of it, you know? Either way, it's important that you all share your experience, strength, and hope and resources with them. Tell us why you're excited and involved with the program. How did you get involved with the Peaceful Habitation?
So I got involved. I was actually a graduate. So
congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am living proof that having this intervention in your life, having people who walk through life skills with you daily, even just the schedule, a daily schedule, is something that a lot of these women, as well as myself, had no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
How do I, you know, manage my day, you know, and cook meals and all of these different things that we're equipping these women to do. So I'm a graduate and I've come back after, you know, getting married and doing some stuff with my life, and I'm ready to help these women along in their path as well.
So how long have you been involved as an employee?
Kind of two stints so far, but now I'm back. It's been about 2 months now that I've been back with them.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Thank you for what you're doing for those women. So
just give me a little bit of a rundown. So we kind of talked a little about it. You said they apply, they come in. Now, what are some of the life skills? So part of it is just living in the house, correct? Just like, how do you live in an environment
with other people who are going through the same thing that you're going through?
Yeah, but it just sort of developing patterns, right, of just mm-hmm. how to live within life. So part of it's that, right? So give us a little rundown about that. And then how do you transition that into other things? Like, I'm assuming like things like being financially responsible so that you have a budget maybe
mm-hmm.
or know how to, you know, look at your bank account or balance a checkbook or something. Is that part of it too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we kind of try to approach, these women in the mountains that they're facing from all ends. We have mentors that walk them through, like you're saying, some financial responsibility, financial goals, looking at, they actually have a financial responsibility while they're in the home to pay some fees to kind of build that encouragement in them. And actually the excitement for them to actually meet their goals on that is, it's amazing to see.
Well, that's a very positive spin on a very fundamental skill, which is learning to pay your own way, right? Paying bills and structuring a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are kind of positively motivating them to learn how to do this without making it so much of a burden, right?
Right. Absolutely. So they have mentors that kind of walk them through a lot of those life skills goals, not just financial. But then we also have volunteers and staff that come in and teach financial responsibility. We also
life
have
skills.
Life skills,
yeah.
Absolutely. And so we have one specific volunteer that has been there for forever. She's fantastic. She comes in and teaches a class called Life's Healing Choices. And so this is a Christ-based, biblical-based way for the women to walk through the 12 steps in making choices in their lives, not only how to get clean, but how to make good choices for their families and that sort of thing. And
when you say getting clean, it's because, as we were discussing before, there's a high level, high amount, percentage of people who have addiction problems.
I'm glad you brought that up. We were talking a little bit before this interview about, you know, how there's now a second female prison in the state that didn't used to be one. You know, why is that? Well, because the business is booming, right? So not great for our community, but great for private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have a business to boom in the first place? Because nearly 90%, sometimes more than that, of men and women that are incarcerated are suffering from substance abuse issues that have gone untreated.
Right.
And the crimes that they committed were kind of acting out of desperation to feed their addiction.
Or involved with the drug community.
And by no means does this excuse the behavior in any way, but there are so many more resources for locking them up rather than treating them and providing them another way of life and resources. So we're looking at an epidemic in this country, mm-hmm. you know, and the drug problem is alive and well, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank God for programs like yours that introduce people to other resources and a new way of life that kind of provide them some supportive aftercare so they don't go back to living the life that they lived once they pay their debt to society and they've suffered those consequences and learned from them. Then you guys help them up. It's a hand up, not a handout, right?
You help
them up and teach them how to be productive members of their family and their community, which is what we would all want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to you. You got an event coming up that's a fundraiser for the program. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. Roaring 20s themed. So we're going to be dressing up and, you know, horns and jazz music and all that fun stuff. We have the Fishback Dance Studio doing a dance performance. So that should be fantastic. We also have a speaker. His name is Joseph Williams. He's the executive director of CMCA. And he's an amazing man. He's also an ex-offender, which is amazing to see that transformation taking place in his life as well. We have worship led by Design, a local band here. We also have a raffle. First prize is $1,000 cash, so that should be really fun.
Sweet.
Give away cash. That's good.
Yeah, that's
come
great.
Get cash.
And then a second prize is a fishing trip with FE Guides. They're an amazing company here in Albuquerque as well. And then the third prize is a one-night stay at the Albuquerque Marriott and Detective Dinners. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
I have not.
A lot of fun.
Those are like theaters. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, like kind of like the murder mystery theaters.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's April 22nd at the Albuquerque Marriott.
Uptown. Yeah, it's uptown off of I-40 and Louisiana.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of local sponsors as well. We have the Albuquerque Marriott, 50 and Fit, Moji Studios, Year Out Mechanical, and Tony and Guy is actually sponsoring as well.
Very nice. Tickets are $45, and they can get a hold of you, Hal, one more time.
505-331-3974.
Where are you selling these tickets?
Online. They can talk to me, and we can take check. We can take, you know, lots of different...
Where do they go online to purchase?
So you can go to reservations@peacefulhabitation.org. That's our
email.
That's our email. Also on our Facebook page.
Okay.
There's a link there as well.
Great.
Awesome. So we're just going to run down the contact information one more time. We've got a little bit of time left. So A Peaceful Habitation is a local nonprofit, 501c3. It's a residential rehabilitation program, if you will, for women that are attempting to avoid recidivism, who have been convicted or are now on probation or parole. A lot of times they parole out to your program and live with you as they reintegrate into society in a healthy way, right? So if anybody wants to reach A Peaceful Habitation because they have friends or family members, you can give them a call at 505-440-5937 or find them online at apeacefulhabitation.org. All right, folks, we appreciate you listening. Please reach out to A Peaceful Habitation. Coming up, our next guest is a new local business coach who will have some very specific tips for those of you that need some help with your business. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Bacchini. We've had a great morning so far. Vince, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Yeah,
always good.
Always love talking to local businesses, right? Okay, cool. So if you could pick up your energy a little bit, that would be awesome. We are listening to, we're about to talk with Roadrunner Pest Management. Chris and Carlos Gutierrez, they are co-presidents of Roadrunner PM. They just took over the business and they're going to tell you why it's awesome. Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
You love
good.
Pest management?
We love bugs, yes.
No, you don't love bugs. You love killing bugs.
You love killing bugs.
It can be a love-hate relationship.
It can be. You're right. I love the way you responded to that question. Okay, so if somebody needs an exterminator right now or a pest manager at their home or their business, tell them how they can reach you.
So they can reach us via our Facebook page, Roadrunner PM, or they could call us in at 505-232-BUGS.
All right, wonderful. What about your website?
That is going to be roadrunnerpm.org, and you can take a peek there, kind of let you know what we specialize in, and you can get a glimpse of who we are.
Okay. So I want to know about what kind of work that you guys do. What made you get into pest management?
Well, I started about, 6 years ago I started, and pest management, it's different. You don't kind of choose it. You kind of fall into it. I tripped hard and fell into it. And then into a termite pile, and then just went from there. So if you think about it, there's always bugs. So hopefully we'll always have a job.
Was it a business plan to do that? You kind of thought, well, what industries do I want to get into or that have a longevity or there's a need? Or you were already working within the industry?
I was really poor at the time. I needed a job and found one. And
I can relate to that.
Yeah, you the things you do when you don't have money. And so anyways, so we kind of jumped into that, and the owner let me work with his company and build a system of take it paperless. And so I got a taste of the business aspect as well. And so it kind of went hand in hand.
Yeah, that's super cool. My first company was a cleaning company and I didn't want to work for somebody else. So I, you know, my motto at the time was, I'm not too proud to scrub toilets and dump trash cans. And I made a pretty good living doing it. And like I said, I got to work for myself. So you started as an employee of the company and kind of transitioned into the takeover. How about you, Carlos?
Well, I mean, for me, it's more of an opportunity in the sense that I viewed it that there's always going to be pests and there's always going to be people who don't like pests.
So a really good business opportunity.
Definitely.
A viable industry to get into.
Yes. Yeah.
Groovy.
And it's a transition for me. I mean, I'm still learning a lot about the industry and learning a lot about the best techniques and the newest techniques to do your job effectively. But I mean, it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Yes. Yeah, so something that I'm thinking about now that you say that is that there are so many different ways to do organic pest control, and you know, people are kind of experimenting with like chrysanthemum, you know, plants and different things like that. Are you guys researching and testing those products as well?
We don't necessarily do product testing ourselves per se, but it really comes down to the labels. You know, being green is amazing, but when it comes to chemical. You don't necessarily have to use a plant product to be a green company. We have products that right now that are nicotine based, and you know, they don't even have a warning on them, a signal word, because they're technically not toxic.
That's really
cool.
But
they're super effective. They last, you know, can kill stuff for months. So, you know, there's just a lot of different things you can do, I think, to be green without having to necessarily have like plants involved per se.
And so if you're spraying nicotine around somebody's yard, how quickly does it evaporate in case their dog is, because nicotine can be poisonous to animals too, right?
So, well, that one would be more so for bed bugs, but you know, the stuff we use around the base of the house, you know, a lot of this stuff you can spray on top of water and drink it and you'd be fine. It's interesting.
How often do we see bed bugs in New Mexico?
You know,
you're surprised.
It's getting worse. you can get them in theaters and churches.
In
schools. It's kind of scary, but you know, to think about, we try not to bring them home, but you never know.
So would you say at least once a month you get a bed bugs call?
I would say that we get about 5 to 7
no!
a month. And that's just on the low end. If we have a low month, yeah.
On the low end.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so check your mattresses when you go to hotels.
Well, besides bed bugs, I mean, what are the basic staples? I mean, what are the things that you treat the most that you focus on, actually, that you might be excellent at?
The west side is going to be ants. I mean, oh my God, they have
I've
ants
heard
everywhere.
That so much that people get infestations where they're eating their clothes, they're taking over their house,
ants?
And that's west side because of the sand, right? And
yeah, they're
so are these like the small sugar ants or
people
you
get,
know?
Yeah, people get sugar ants. You have fire ants. You have carpenter ants that'll start eating the wood in your house. I mean, it just depends.
Wow. Yeah. So carpenter ants are pretty close to termites then.
A little bit, yeah.
You're going to definitely see a lot more activity once it starts warming up.
It's warming up now, right? Yeah, we're going to see the water bugs, right?
Everything's awake.
Yeah,
so you got ants on the west side. Of course, you got roaches downtown in Nob Hill, right?
Yep, on the east side, you have a lot of roaches. The sewer systems are just flooded, so if you get a chance, call 311 and have them spray your sewers right away.
Because they won't do it unless
they fill
up there's
quickly.
A problem.
Yeah.
They won't do it unless you tell them there's a problem, but it's a free resource.
It is.
If anybody
that's
listening.
That is a free resource.
I didn't know that.
For apartment complexes, for apartment managers.
Call 311 and tell them that your sewers are overflowing with cockroaches.
And then call us so we can spray the inside to kill the ones that do get out.
Because the city ain't coming in your house.
Because the city's not coming in your house, but we will.
Okay, cool. So how big is your team? You guys you took over the company, right? So
So
you purchased the company how long ago?
We took over January 27th of this year.
Oh, congratulations on starting a new business. And how long had the business been in operation before that?
18 years.
Oh, wow. So you got a really good brand with some strong reputation.
We did, yes.
Whole book of clients and business that they've been servicing for a while. So you're starting out with a good foundation. What are your plans for growth? Do you guys have some ideas in mind to find more customers that didn't know about you?
We definitely want a brand.
Yeah, definitely. Branding is going to be important. I mean, letting people know that, I mean, there's a preconceived notion as far as like, pest control and, oh, you know, it might be, you know, they're dirty or, but we want to present a clean and respectful, you know, I don't know,
the respectful side of pest control.
Yeah, definitely.
We love bugs.
We're going to come into your office or your building, and we're going to be as respectful and non-invasive as we can be. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to go in and have chemical all over the wall.
Right. Or,
you know, I mean, it's not professional.
Well, when it comes to vendors in your field, those being, you know, janitorial, carpet cleaning, maid services, pet walkers, right? You guys become surrogate members of the family. You got alarm codes and house keys, and you got to be in there walking around bedrooms and things. You're absolutely right. It's important for you to build good relationships and for the people that you work for to trust you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you explain? You mentioned both the residential and commercial. Is there a particular focus that you have more of right now, or that you want to have more of in the future?
We're looking residential, more commercial rather. Sorry, we're looking more commercial. We do love residential. We work Monday through Sunday, so we always have time to fit everyone in. But we really want to get into the businesses of Albuquerque, and definitely focus on that area.
Well, and to be able to offer exceptional service. I mean, because, you know, it's a pain when you have a problem and you call somebody to try to fix it and they're like, oh, I'll get to you next week. Like, if there's your problem is our problem at that point. And I mean, who wants to live with either roaches or bugs or anything when you don't necessarily have to if it's...
Well, and most of the time when you notice the problem, it's already been going on for a long time. Like they say with roaches, if you see one, there's a lot more that you can't see, right?
Most likely, yeah. Usually.
Yeah. So it's important to go to be able to respond quickly. So I'm sure you guys are going to start reaching out to property managers around the city. So if anybody who's listening owns a property or manages a property looking for a good pest control company, give these guys a call. Okay, so we got a few minutes left. What else do you guys have going on? You're not really ready to rebrand yet, right? You're just trying to get your name out there and meet more and more people. Radio is a good way to do that. What other resources are you considering?
Well, we actually just joined the Hispano Chamber of Commerce. We're ambassadors there. So that's one avenue that we're really looking to focus in on. They're really big on just promoting local business.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of, from the way I've seen it, it's like a family there. So we're really just looking to make those connections and just really just earn people's trust.
Yeah, the Hispano Chamber of Commerce is a pretty big chamber. That's one of many good resources in the community. We've got our Go Local Boom advertising voucher in the new member packet. Did you guys see it?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar when I saw it.
we want to make sure that we always reach out to new members and let them know the resources that exist for them. So business-to-business connections are really good. Yeah. So I guess you get to meet a lot of good businesses at the chamber that might need your support in the commercial side, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What other specials or things should people know or not? At this time of year, it's getting a lot busier with pest control. It's warming up. They're all coming out. Is there any kind of things that they need to know about this time of year that you guys are running or specials? Or how do they get you out there for the first time?
Yes, actually there is. Number one is spring cleaning. Start cleaning things up. The less clutter you have, the easier it is for us to do our job. But from there, anyone who actually mentions this radio show in this interview, we're actually going to be giving 50% off our initial spray fee of $110.
Nice.
So you're going to pay $55. We'll come out. We'll take care of everything. And then from there, $45 a month. So you definitely can't beat that.
That's a great deal initially for the setup. And then $45 a month is a really good price for regular pest maintenance. That's a pretty good idea. So Shelley just gave me a note here. She says that she met you guys at an ABQ West event. That's another local chamber of commerce and pretty active chamber of commerce. Our friend Luis Hernandez over there is the executive director, and they stay super busy. So, yeah, I just wanted to compliment you guys for being out in the community and staying as busy as you are. We got a couple of minutes left, so we should really talk about maybe like some horror stories. What are your coolest extermination, you know, stories that you guys have experienced so far?
The roach waterfalls. You gotta love those. You gotta love when you walk in and they're just by the, you have like hundreds of roaches just falling on your head. I mean,
what?
That definitely grounds you.
When does that happen?
You have actually seen this happen.
I have yes. It makes you want to go home and just wash all your dishes, even if you only have four.
Because I had never before this morning heard the term roach waterfall.
Yes.
And that's a thing in the industry.
TM, just kidding. No, yeah, it's disgusting.
Trademark that one. We can use it as a hashtag on social media, right?
You guys can keep that one, yeah.
Wow. So how does that problem just get out of control? I, I don't understand how, if I notice one bug in my house, I'm taking action, right?
Yeah.
So is it just kind of, it must have been in a multifamily dwelling, like an apartment complex, where the problem was able to get out of hand before somebody could catch it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all about, you just have some residents who it just really doesn't bother them, and they just don't say anything, and so poor apartment manager doesn't know.
The tenant next
the neighbors, door. Right? Yeah. So yeah. Somebody had the infestation, it got worse.
Very stuff, yeah.
You know, talk wow. about talk about a high high closing ratio once you talk about the roach waterfall. Huh. Like I just want you guys to spray like my personal area at my office right now, because the idea of a roach waterfall makes me want pest control immediately.
Wow. Okay, let's wrap it up a little bit. I think roach waterfall is a good way to end the interview. Okay, Chris and Carlos Gutierrez, co-presidents of Roadrunner Pest Management. We really appreciate you guys being in here. Plug your contact information and online properties one more time.
All right. So you can visit us at roadrunnerpm.org, or you can call us at 505-232-BUGS. You get a hold of us directly. And
232-BUGS, what was the – did we say what the numbers were? B-U-G-S?
We did, yes. Those numbers are going to be 2847.
232-2847. Yes. All right.
Also on Facebook as well, and Instagram.
Yeah, find us on Instagram.
We'll shoot out updates as things to look for.
Look for pictures of Roach Waterfall on Instagram this weekend.
Soon to follow, yes.
All right, our producer's in the booth scowling. He does not like roaches. All right, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We appreciate you sticking around. Like I said, coming up next, a new local business coach that's going to have some great information on how to grow your business.
I'm a fireball.
Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I've been really excited about this guest. I've told you guys about him a couple of times today. Our buddy Sammy Silva from Business Performance Institute of New Mexico is here to talk about how he helps businesses grow and focus on, you know, strategies. Most people are really good at their job, but maybe not have the skill set they need to really grow a business to scale, right? To build
Correct.
A bigger team and so on. So, Sam, how you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We've really appreciated the information that you've provided to our associates and the people in our circle of influence. We wanted to get you in here, talk about what you do, and talk about how much New Mexico really needs somebody like you, right? Okay, so Business Performance Institute, your website is bpinm.com. Tell people how they can reach you if they want to call.
Well, if they want to call me directly, they can call me on my cell phone, 720-390-2784 is where they can reach.
Folks, if you have any questions on the interview, please give Sam a call. He is ready and willing to help you out. And he's got a couple of good events coming up in the community that we'll talk about as well. So tell us about Business Performance Institute. What do you do?
Well, Business Performance Institute, you know, one of the things, well, not one of the things, we do a multitude of things, right? So we typically work on four things. a little nervous this morning. We work on time, team, money, and exit strategy. And then breaking those four segments down into smaller manageable pieces.
Well, and each of those can be a huge project in themselves, right? And not everybody needs all four of those things. But so you really put those things together in a way that people can understand that they may never have been thinking about.
Right, right. You know, the analogy that I always give people too is that, you know, think of me sort of as a personal trainer, right? You make the decision. A lot of people this time of year, New Year's resolutions are big, right? You decide that you're going to go to the gym. You want to get in shape. You want to lose some weight, whatever your goals may be. And you decide, hey, I'm going to hire a personal trainer. I'm sort of a personal trainer for your business. You know, you come in, you talk to me. We review where you're at right now and where you want to be, and then write a program on how we can get you there. But ultimately, it's up to the business owner to do all the heavy lifting, right? People that go see a personal trainer, you don't spend a lot of good money just to go sit there and watch the trainer work out.
Right.
You're not going to lose any weight.
Hang out with him so he can talk about what he ate, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you kind of look at me in that content, I'm a personal trainer for your business.
So the people that you want to connect with and the people that you want to reach out to you are those that are willing to take the initiative and take some action in their business. Maybe they're kind of stuck in some kind of trap where they're struggling and they don't understand why revenues have plateaued when they thought they were going to continue to grow. Or maybe they're having some HR issues that maybe the people on their team aren't the perfect person for the job, right? You can help with either of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Those are things I work on, you know, all the time.
So you deal, you said, repeat the four things again, the four areas?
So the four areas that I typically work with business owners on, mm-hmm. time, team, money, and exit strategy.
Okay, so those apply to businesses in different stages too. So you help business owners anywhere from the beginning stages all the way to adapting to where they're already at. They're trying to grow. They're trying to hire more personnel. How many different stages do you deal with typically of businesses?
Well, you know, every business is going to be the same. I mean, needs are always going to be a little different. Challenges are going to be different. Whether it's somebody that's got a brick and mortar place, somebody that's in the service industry. I mean, it's always changing. And identifying first for the business owner where their business currently is what I usually go in and do. I usually go in, do a strategic business review with them and understand where their business is currently on the natural cycle of business.
That all businesses are going to experience, that
yes.
same natural cycle. Each business is going to have its own idiosyncrasies, but you have seen in your experience that every business kind of goes through this cycle, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, not only do all businesses go through this cycle, but a lot of business owners don't understand the cycles either until it's actually drawn out on paper. And they kind of realize, hey, this is where my business is.
Yeah, I sat through your last workshop at the Chamber of Commerce, and I thought the exact same thing, is that I've started and sold and grown businesses, worked for companies and so on, and had never been introduced to the information that you provided, which now that I know it seems so foundational. You know what I mean? That if you just know this perspective, then it could help you. What's the name of the scale that you use?
So the scale that I use is called the sigmoid curve.
The sigmoid curve
of business. Mm-hmm. It's not a model. It's a fairly old model, actually, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
It's been around for a while. People
it's
don't
been around
use it anymore.
Yeah, so the content that I use what I'm trained in and certified is Brian Tracy International. It comes straight out of one of his books, which is Ways to Wealth, which is what I actually teach. It's the tip of the iceberg, if you will,
oh, yeah.
so, on what I do with businesses.
Right, so many other perspectives and resources that come with it, but that's one that, like I said, it's almost novel once you hear it and realize, oh, yeah, that's exactly where I'm at on that scale, and we've been stuck there for a couple of years now.
Right, right. And you know what, the other thing too is that if you look at the model, this is used by all the major Fortune 500 companies, you know, to identify where their business is, whether it be a product or a service or whatever they may be providing, mm-hmm. to scale where it's at and when it's going to plateau and when they need to reinvent themselves. So it's a very, very simple model, but it's really effective.
What's great about it too is that you do everything from the intake, right? So you take a questionnaire, you do an assessment. Mm-hmm. It's almost the same thing as you said as a personal trainer. They're going to do a whole assessment of where you're at and where you want to go, more so than just coming in and telling you exactly what you need to do right off the bat. So you do a really in-depth analysis and assessment up front, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the strategic business review, and it's always, you know, the first step. To really helping understand the business and understanding what the goals are for the business owner also and for the business. You know, most of the time it's usually asking the business owner, you know, how often do you update your business plan? Surprisingly enough, almost nobody has one.
I was going to say, how many business owners do you talk to that don't?
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, I update mine, you know, every quarter, and I'm constantly tweaking it. Yeah, quarterly.
Is that a Fortune 500 type of thing? I mean, how often should just your average small business owner look at it? That often, you think?
Well, I would say at least once a quarter. Most people usually write it, and it usually takes them about 2 to 3 weeks to do it. It's not done very well, and then it goes in a drawer. And
or they only review it once a year at their resolutions time.
They stick it in the drawer, and then a lot of times they forget where it's at, and they might be cleaning out their drawer and like, oh, look, I found my business plan from last year.
You know, Vince and I are constantly researching online different books, different speakers, things that we can find to make our business better, and that's not one of the things that we've done this quarter.
We have not done that.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've done the business plan.
And it's interesting because these coaches and these authors talk about writing down daily goals and weekly goals and monthly goals. And I think we're pretty good at that, right? We track our goals and we're right. trying to set accountability for ourselves and for our team. But I bet if we were to solidify a business plan and really focus on, you know, updating it quarterly to see what goals we reach, we might have a higher level of perspective. But man, so many entrepreneurs out there are just really passionate about what they do. They had no idea how to grow and build
right,
a business.
Right, right. Well, you know, the other thing that I also, and I think me and Vince talked about it one day, you know, how effective a business plan is I give people the analogy of, you know, flying a plane, right? A flight plan. You have to have a flight plan. You know, who's going to get on a plane and talk to the how comfortable would you be if you asked the pilot
where we go?
You know, we're supposed to go to Orlando, Florida, and the pilot says, "Yeah, I think we'll get there." You know, I don't really have a plan. I don't have any directions, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we're gonna make it.
But I can fly a plane though, so we're good. Plane,
right. A lot of people don't realize too that, you know, they have to have an effective flight plan. All the things need to be perfect for, you know, there needs to be enough runway. It's got to get up to speed. They got to climb. And then the whole time that, you know, the plane's in the air, just like your business plan, they're constantly tweaking the business plan, the flight plan, to make sure that you get there on time and you get there safely.
Yeah, we're looking at turbulence, weather, other right. planes or other, you know, obstacles that might be in your path.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I give people the analogy of, flying to a destination. You know, the pilot just doesn't, you know, push a button, the flight takes off, and then he just relaxes for, you know, 3 or 4 hours. I mean, he's constantly looking at other aircrafts in the area. The radio tower is calling them, and they're constantly making adjustments to make sure all the conditions are right so that they actually get to their destination. Same as a business plan. You have to have a really effective business plan before you start the business. Or even if you're in the business and you're not getting the results that you want, if you go back and look at your business plan and just tweak it a little bit, you know, that is going to really help, you know, give you the results that you want.
So, you know, you're mentioning, we're talking a lot about business planning, which is one of the foundational elements, right? That's very, very mm-hmm. important. Some people can get a little bit of success without one because they offer a really good service or product and just sure. do a good job. But over time, you have to have it if you're going to hit your highest end goals. But it's not the only thing you do. I mean, even you have assessments and other things that business owners can use to assess people they're hiring, personality tests. Give us an example about everything that's offered in the Business Performance Institute.
Yeah. So I'm glad we were kind of segueing into that because, yeah, the business planning part, I really do focus in on that because that's where a lot of businesses really seem to find some success. But, you know, we do one-on-one coaching. We'll do group coaching. You know, people will come in and bring their whole team. We do a great segment called Perform at Your Best, where let's say a particular organization has a goal in mind, what they want to do with the organization. They bring all the team members in and they do a whole weekend together. It's a lot of fun. It's very interactive.
And better than your average ropes course because it's actually getting you team building information to strategize how you guys can better work together to reach the goals of the business plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And it tends to be a lot of fun and people actually get a lot out of it. You know, people come in a little skeptical like, oh man, this is going to be a work thing, but then they realize it's a lot of fun and they get a lot out of it.
Do you do any trust falls during the exercise?
No, not trust falls yet. Nothing like that yet. You know, maybe we had the bug guys on earlier. Maybe we'll have them do some kind of bug challenge. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
So we do that. We do a multitude of assessments. I have over 16 different assessments from, you know, for somebody that, for example, has a sales team and they want to understand, you know, how effective their salespeople are. I can go in there and do an assessment with them. And obviously, keep in mind that these are all just tools, right? But let's say the salesperson is just not producing the results. They can actually administer one of my assessments, and it measures how effective they are at selling and even closing a sale. And it helps bring out what that particular person does really well and where they have deficiencies and places that we can work on. So we do those. You know, we do 360 assessments, let's say upper management that manages a whole bunch of people, that they want to get some feedback on, you know, how they are, how effective they are as a manager and a leader, that they can understand that.
So I want to talk a little bit about the way that you're doing this in the community. You're a new business to New Mexico. You really want to focus on building out Albuquerque over the next couple of months. So you're working with some chambers of commerce to host the workshop called Ways to Wealth. And so this is essentially a business presentation for business owners to get wealthy, right? To take their business to the level of profitability and organization that maybe they don't experience now.
Right. So I'm glad you mentioned the chambers because before I actually get to those segments, you know, one of the things that I'm doing too with the chamber is I'm actually part of their new member packet. So for chamber members and people that are part of the Hispano Chamber of Commerce right now, you can actually take advantage of 4 weeks of free coaching.
Oh, so you've got a voucher in the new member packet at the Chamber of Commerce. That's a great idea.
And that's a $2,500 value.
Wow.
So it's something that I charge a lot for because it's one-on-one. That they're going to be getting for free now.
That's a great value. So great way to meet new people and kind of encourage new businesses to reach out to you, give them something free, right?
Right.
And they got to call you. And then you get to know their business as well. That's a great strategy. And then so you've got the workshops coming up. April 5th is the Hispano Chamber and April 6th is the Greater Albuquerque Chamber.
Right.
So good strategy, man, working with the hubs. Those are small business hubs for the community, right?
Right.
And so tell us a little bit about the workshop and how people can sign up.
Well, both workshops are going to be, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., April 5th and 6th. They can go to holdmytickets.com, keywords, ways to wealth. And I encourage everybody to sign up early because there's limited space.
Yeah, and they can also sign up on your website, bpinm.com. They'll have
Correct.
A little events portal there. It's great that you're working with the local vendor, Hold My Ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great, Sammy. So tell everybody your contact information one more time as we round out.
Yep. So you can go to my website, www.bpinm.com. You can also reach me on my Facebook page, which is Business Performance Institute, and also my cell number, 720-390-2784. Thanks for having me.
Folks, make sure you check out the Ways to Wealth workshops hosted by BPINM, April 5th and 6th at the Chambers. You can find it on their website. Sammy Silva, thank you for your time this morning. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTVL. We will be right back. You are on air with Go Local Boom for our wrap-up. We take a few minutes after the show to talk about the guests that we're on and some cool things that are going on in the community. We decided to keep Sammy Silva in the booth with us to see if he's got perspective on some of the other guests and so on. So, Vince, how do you think the show went so far today?
It was a great day. You know, we got to hear, as it normally is, it's a nice mix here. We get some businesses on. We get some entrepreneurs. We get some community organizations.
Yep.
We started off first with a women's nonprofit that focuses on preventing recidivism from women who are incarcerated. And are
Peaceful
out.
Habitation. Yeah,
yeah, Peaceful Habitation. What is their website again?
Peaceful Habitation NM. I actually don't have the collateral in front of me right now. We'll make sure we plug it again
Peaceful,
before.
Peaceful Habitation. They focus on teaching life skills, getting you some mechanisms for women to adapt to life, you know, learning life skills, financial skills, learning how to apply for jobs and do it. It's apeacefulhabitation.org. Great organization. We talked to Precious Turner.
Yeah, by women for women, essentially. They're helping ex-cons rehabilitate and people that struggle with drug addiction and substance abuse and so on become better parents and more productive members of society. So it's a great program. And yeah, like you said, I love the way that we're able to kind of evenly distribute a community group, a nonprofit, and a couple of local businesses.
Right.
Each time. So yeah, they did a great job. They were building their own program, you know, by women that have gone through the program as well. So that's pretty cool. And then we had Roadrunner Pest Management, Chris and Carlos. They just bought the business. It's an 18-year-old pest management business. And, they seem like they're going to have a lot of fun doing
They're
it.
They're young and fresh. They have a good perspective on things. They taught us something that I probably never wanted to know about or hear about again is the roach waterfall, which is a real thing apparently in pest control.
They literally have to put hazmat gear on because some of the apartments that they go to have roaches just pouring out of the cabinets.
That would not be something I ever want to encounter or witness.
Yep.
And I think it may have scarred me for a while. So I'm going to hire them to spray my body. That's how bad that felt. But they're a great local company. They just bought an older company, and they're getting out there in the community now. So give them a call.
Yeah. They're doing the ambassador thing with the Chamber of Commerce as well. They're out there networking where they met our community aficionado, Shelly Bruce of KSB Productions. She invited, actually we had a guest cancel this morning. Last minute, and they came in to fill that spot.
Oh, wow, that's great. So we like to have them give them a call and or go visit their website.
Yeah, so Roadrunner Pest Management is roadrunnerpm.org, and their number is 232-BUGS, 232-BUGS. All right, and then, of course, Sammy Silva. Man, thanks for sticking around for the wrap-up with us.
No, yeah, thanks.
Business Performance Institute. I just want to introduce everybody that comes through here to you because every time I hear you talk to a business and do just a brief analysis, I hear a different perspective. You just are armed with so many different resources to help businesses at whatever level, right? Whether it's exit strategy all the way at the end of the business or the business plan before they start a business, you're ready to go and help them out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciated the guests too. I got a chance to talk to the bug guys a little bit in the break room. And so good group of people. And so that's the reason I do what I do. I was just enjoying connecting with people and enjoying with the community.
Yeah, I could find myself doing your job. There are not, I couldn't be a pest maintenance person, probably shouldn't own and operate a nonprofit, certainly shouldn't be a waiter. But a business consultant and strategist, I could see myself doing that, yeah. Because I feel like there's so much value in seeing the business grow and helping a group meet their goals.
Right. You know, well, that's the other thing too, is that, I enjoy working with people and helping create value for them. And, most Fortune 500 companies have, business coaches. And I just like to bring what those people take advantage of down to the local business people. So
that's a great local resource. We got Sammy Silva. You can give him you can reach out to him at bpinm.com for Business Performance Institute, NewMexico.com.
What's your phone number, Sammy?
720-390-2784.
And you're now on Facebook too, aren't you?
I am on Facebook for the first time ever.
Business.
I got rid of my phobia.
Business Performance Institute on Facebook. Okay, cool. So a couple of things we want to plug while we still have another minute or so. Shelly gave me an events calendar. So on March 30th, we've got the Business Mix and Mingle. It's ABQ's number one networking event. It's Connection with a K, right? And so let me see here. It's at the Canyon Club. So you guys check it out. I'm looking at it on Facebook. So if you guys want to do a Business Mix and Mingle, check out Connection with a K on Facebook. And then we've got Tater Tot and Beer Festival Albuquerque. That's April 2nd. That's on a Sunday.
Great.
Yeah, they made it on a Sunday because everybody needs plenty of time to be able to do everything else they want to do before they go stuff themselves with tater tots and beer. That's at the Balloon Fiesta. They seem to be doing a lot of food-centric, like food truck and beer events at the Balloon Fiesta.
Who would have known that the highest per capita restaurant city in the country is Albuquerque.
Yeah, so interesting fact. If you didn't know, Albuquerque has more restaurants per capita than any other city in the nation.
Wow.
And it's funny because our economy isn't great, but I guess it's like if we can't afford to go on long vacations, we're going to love our food. We're going to go out and eat and let somebody else cook for us. A couple of other events that we can plug on next week's show, but we just want you folks to know that we appreciate you following us. Please let everyone you know that is involved in business check out GoLocalBoom.com, Albuquerque's only free online advertising directory, and then they can get on our show, interview with us, 15-minute segment about their business, and get involved and connected with some of the resources we've got. Folks, Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. We like to say powered by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into another dimension with Rocketbox Online.